And now for something sweet on the eve of the 2016 election. It's an issue everyone can support, no matter who you're voting for, the power of desserts. Two bakers in Asheville have resurrected a tasty treat from the 1700s known as election cake. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia spoke with the bakers who are out to make America cake again.
If this election cycle has left you with a bitter taste in your mouth, the owners of Owl Bakery have a palate cleanser for you. It's rich, full of American history, patriotism, and a bunch of sugar, eggs, and booze.
Food is probably the most primal icebreaker.
That's Susanna Gebhardt.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if cake could be at the center of our Election Day celebrations once again?
And that's Maya Serdam. This election year has been far from sweet, but Susanna and Maya are out to add some sugar to November 8th with a dessert called election cake. A woman named Amelia Simmons published the recipe for the sweet in 1796. Not much is known about her other than she described herself as an American orphan and that the book was published in Connecticut, and of course, that she baked. Women, who were not allowed to vote at the time, would bake and then bring the cake to the masses at the polls. Maya explains.
In some ways, baking and sharing these cakes was a way that women who didn't have the vote could still participate in the political culture, not just making the cakes for those folks who were at the polling places, but there would be parties and other events surrounding Election Day.
It should be noted that this election cake was previously known as a dessert called muster cake, which was popular before the American Revolution. It was baked by colonial women and then brought to men in military training. There's just something about cake with boozy fruit and spices that translates well from generation to generation. Throughout October, the Asheville Bakery offered their spin on election cake. The last day to grab a slice is appropriately November 8th. And they've encouraged other bakeries and home bakers around the country to offer their take on that recipe. They even have a hashtag for the dessert call to action so people can follow along. It's Make America Cake Again. So Susanna says when people take a bite out of the Election Day sweet, hopefully they can be a little more reflective than they would be biting into just any dessert.
If this cake symbolizes the celebration that would have happened in the early days of the country around the new democracy and the ability to vote, even if it was limited, then perhaps us making this cake can bring back an awareness of celebration of this thing that we might take for granted.
That's a lot of symbolism and history packed into one cake, and they don't take that lightly. The fact that they're using a recipe from a time when women didn't have the right to vote, well, let's just say we've come a long way. And when it's all said and done, they hope serving up this historical treat can bring in the camaraderie missing from this election year. The feedback from Asheville and all over the country has been overwhelming, they say. Maya says one call to the bakery sticks out to her in particular.
She placed an order for the cake. She and I had a brief conversation, and she said that if there was ever an election season when we needed election cake, this was the year. And that really brought a smile to my face to think that we could in some small way be contributing something positive to this election season.
Susanna adds coming to a table and breaking bread, or cake as the case may be, has the potential to break barriers opposing sides have put up between one another this year.
It's so easy to stigmatize somebody who's voting differently than you are. It's hard to sometimes understand the values that drive decisions, and food is something that we all share.
So no matter who you are, you have to agree. There's nothing like a good piece of cake paired with civic duty. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.